I love seeing the look of happiness in people's faces.
Hello, I'm Bhupinder D'Souza. Nice to meet you.
With a face like this, it's no surprise that Brampton, Ontario's Russell Peters grew up to be a comedian. Actually, faces make up a big part of Peters' stand-up routine, poking fun at Canada's cultural mix on television and for a growing number of fans who follow his work on the web. All of this has some people betting he'll be Canada's next comedy superstar. Here's Clifton Joseph with In Your Face.
Their last name, that's nice. It's funny, when I say Asians, people only think, you know what I mean? That's, and in fact, Indians are Asians too, but you know, when you hear Asian, you don't go, you know, it's, God made two types of Asians, you guys just had first dibs on the looks. You guys got first choice, you went, we'll take the eyes.
The $40 a night gigs are history. These days, Russell Peters is headlining at the palatial Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
I think there was a time, I'd say around in the 80s, even in the 90s, that if you were a Vegas act, you were kind of cheesy and you were, there was a stigma attached to it. Now, it's the place to be.
Roman Bar, straight back here on the right hand side.
The Comedy Festival is the comic award event. And this year, Peters had top billing, sharing the stage with some serious star power of the genre. Bill Maher, Jon Stewart, Jerry Seinfeld.
The reason I'm in Vegas and the reason I have a sitcom now is because there was a groundswell of fans that came out that were not comedy fans. They were maybe fans of comedy, but they weren't the active buying public that would go to comedy clubs or, you know, go and watch comedy shows. I was their guy.
Chinese people and Indian people cannot do business together. Because Indians cannot live without a bargain and Chinese people cannot give you a bargain.
You could say his fast rise to fame was a fluke fueled by modern technology. The 35-year-old Torontonian, a veteran on the hustings of the comedy hustle, has been doing his stand-up for over 16 years. Then, 2 years ago, a total stranger posted one of Peter's performances from TV on the internet. And the rest is, as they say, history.
That spread like wildfire throughout the world. This really is within the past year. And you gotta figure 15 years of stand-up, and then all of a sudden, bang, it hits like that. It blows your mind. The internet thing, really, it's insane. I really don't understand what happened there, but I'm glad it happened.
And Chinese people will never tell you no. I'll give you 30. No.
The net whirled his career worldwide with hit international gigs to sold-out crowds. Computer technology may have launched his career into the budding star zone, but it is Russell Peters' kind of comedy punch that keeps it aligned and alive, and keeping on getting the laughs.
So I walk into this store in the mall, I go, how you doing, I need some passport photos. The guy goes, no problem, buddy, sit down. And it was really odd because he was a white guy, right? So I don't know why he was talking like that. I think he was mocking me, is what I think.
His routines are rooted in his East Indian Canadian reality and his experiences growing up brown in a white world. The core section of his comedy is the intersection between races and cultures.
Both my parents are from India, and that's the name they gave me, Russell Dominic Peters, because my parents are from that Italian part of India. Calcutta, you know that part there.
His mother, Maureen Peters, solemnly supported her son's search for Showtime's success. His father, on the other hand, wanting more stability, urged Russell to get a steady job.
I think I was more liberal than his father was. His father was more go out and get a job, you know. You'll never make it in this world. Keep it as a part-time job, but get a full-time job. And I used to say to my husband, well, let him do what he wants to do. Like, give him, you know, if this is what he wants to do, then let him do it. So Russell went ahead and did what he had to do, and I think it's paid off. Rather than us keeping on saying to him, go get a proper job, he's got his proper job now.
And my father was a big part of my act. Like, all my jokes were about my dad, you know, and everybody was like, oh, I love your dad, love your dad.
My dad would do it all the time. Oh, Canadians, they have no bloody culture. What are you talking about? Canadians have no culture. What are you talking about? They have culture. What? What's their culture? Hamburgers and hot dogs. Hamburgers and what? Hot dogs. You know hot dog, hot dog. You know hot dog? No, I don't know what a hot dog is. Hot dog, you know hot dog. Garam kuttas, you know? Oh, hot dogs. Oh, don't try and give it a fancy name now, okay?
And when my dad died, I stopped doing my father jokes because I couldn't do them anymore. I was like, he's not here. I feel weird saying, I was just talking to my dad, or my dad said to me. And it was awkward for me, so I stopped doing them. And I would say about a month after my father passed away is when everything started to really just move, just accelerate in my career. And I honestly feel like my dad is my guardian angel, and that everything that happens to me now is because of him.
When they came to Canada in the early 70s, the Peters family settled in Brampton, Ontario, a predominantly white community. They were one of the neighborhood's first East Indian families.
When I was 5 years old, and I was in Brampton, especially back then in the 70s, there was a lot of anger towards to the Browns, to the Indian people. They did not like us. I don't know why we didn't do anything, but whatever their case was, white folks weren't very friendly, which is why I grew up with the black kids. And I can tell you one incident. When I was 5 years old, I was riding my bicycle through my townhouse complex where we grew up in. I'm 5 years old. I don't know black, white. I don't know right, wrong. I just know I'm a kid and I'm riding my bike. I'm not hurting anybody. You know what I mean? Everything is, I'm a kid riding my bike. I'm riding my bike past this house on the corner. I can tell you the guy's last name, Gould, you dick. He was out there with his big friggin' pot belly, redneck piece of crap, and he's watering his lawn, and I'm riding my bike past, and he sees me and squirts me with the hose and says, go home, you fucking packy. I was like, wow, dude. Like, at five, you don't know why he's doing that. A, you don't know what a packy is. B, you think it's, and you're five, so you're very innocent. You know what I thought? It's summer and it's hot, so he's making me cool off with the hose. But, you know, you think back to it and you go, my good God, what a piece of trash that man was. I mean, those types of things shape how I look at the world. That's why I do what I do. That's why I talk about what I talk about. Because I'm always trying to figure out, like, what makes somebody hate somebody based on something they don't know about them? Like, how do you hate them? How do you do that? That, to me, is an art. You know what I mean? Like, people that just get mad when they see something because they hate them. I mean,
if I do a joke about another race, 9 times out of 10, the race that I'm talking about will laugh their ass off, but some liberal white person will get upset on their behalf.
For Russell Peters, there are no sacred cows or self-censoring fears. Everyone's considered a target in his comedic crosshairs.
Let me tell you something, that's more insulting than anything else you can do to us. Do you realize that? Because basically what you're doing is going, hey, I'm not of those people, and I know nothing about them. But I feel they're too stupid to understand what you're saying right now.
I think I'm talking about things that white comics are scared to talk about. I'm sure they want to, and I'm sure they have a funny twist on it, and I'm sure their intentions are all in the right place. But we live in such a politically correct society right now, and people are so sensitive on behalf of other people that nobody says what they really want to say anymore.
So I'm standing in line. This black woman standing in front of me, she's a Nigerian woman. I know she's Nigerian because she's having a tough time with the menu, and she keeps looking at me.
I don't know what to order.
I'm like,
well, look at the menu.
Right?
Peters can say exactly what he wants in an accessible array of accents, including a booty of South Asian dialects mined from his ethnic roots, a talent he honed in the wide mix of cultures in which he grew up in.
I like the Italian culture. It's funny to me, you know, because they like to insult you by using vegetable names. Isn't that true? When they call you names, they call you vegetable names. Like, that's their way of cursing you out. They'll call you a kagutz. You know what a kagutz is? It's a zucchini. If you're a zucchini, you're an idiot. You know what I miss now that I'm in the States all the time? I miss about Canada. I miss Canadians. And when I say I miss Canadians, I don't mean like Canadians like me and Raymond. I mean like white Canadians, like you guys. You know, like yee-hoo kind of white people, you know what I mean? Or as the Italians call them, munja cakes. I miss the munja cakes. And you know when you talk to a real Canadian, you know how you can tell if they're a real Canadian? They'll start their sentence off with Christ. Hey, how you doing, Dougie? Ah, Christ! Jesus, I'm just working double shifts all week. Just giving her.
I don't ever say, oh, I don't want to say that, I don't want to offend them. No, I'm not trying to offend them. That's why I can say it. If I was trying to offend them, then maybe I shouldn't say it. But if I'm not trying to offend you, I am going to say it. I'm going to say it because it's the truth. And that's how I do my comedy.
I grew up in Brampton, but when I was growing up, all my friends were black. And they still are very black, all of them. Now, where's your family from, black dude? Jamaica. Now, see, I grew up around Jamaicans. Now, real hardcore Jamaicans. Not like guys that are like, hi, I'm a Jamaican. I mean, guys are like, hey, Ross, you little pussy, all you up. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck did I do? Nothing, man. May I just say hi?
When you grow up in a multicultural society like that, people hear the accents. They may not be able to do them, but they hear them. And they're familiar voices. Whether you loved it or hated it, it's a familiar sound to you. And, you know, I have an ear, like I have an ear for these things. When I hear it, I go over it in my head and I hear for where the different inflections in the words are. And
we would never know if somebody was stuttering in Cantonese, would we? Because
I just hear these things and then I put sentences together in my head. I go, how would this sentence sound with that accent? And then I do it. I'd be like, welcome to the CBC. Welcome to the CBC. You know, just a little ding, 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 just up and down type of thing like that. I mean, that's just how my ear works. But funny enough, I can't do a Scottish accent. That's the white people's accent du jour. White folks can do that like there's no tomorrow. I spent a month and a half in Scotland and I could not get their accent at all. I don't think it's real.
The Chinese have their two main languages. They have Cantonese and Mandarin, and then they have a whole bunch of little village languages that even Chinese people go, I don't know what she's saying. So
my objective is when I talk about a different culture, I don't want to put them down. I want them to elevate themselves and feel better about themselves in a funny way.
But Hollywood is now the new home base to one of Canada's fastest soaring comedy stars.
You wake up every morning, you walk down the stairs, and you look out the window and you go, where am I again? Oh, right, Hollywood. You know, if you're in the entertainment business, this is the Mecca, you know what I mean? If you're Jewish, you go to Israel. If you're Muslim, you go to Mecca. If you're an actor or comedian, you go to Hollywood.
Where's Christine? She's in traffic. Von Hagen?
At my house? Where are you?
He dashed caution to the wind this spring and made the move of his dreams, chasing possibilities. And to some degree, out of frustration over his stalled Canadian career.
Every bedroom has its own full bathroom.
People in Canada are completely different from the industry in Canada. What the people want and what the industry is giving them are two completely different worlds. I have made a lot of money in Canada, and that's without the industry. Now, maybe if the industry got involved, I would make more money, and therefore all the other entertainers would make more money, and they would stay. But at the end of the day, they're not doing it.
My drumming fingers on the tabletop.
Despite three highly rated TV specials, some success, and solid sold-out shows, the self-identified brown comic sings the blues about the TV industry in the Great White North, feeling that they've blacked him out back home.
America calls you and tells you she thinks you're cute. Where are you going to go? You're going to stay in this abusive relationship where it's not going anywhere? You've reached the ceiling. They're not willing to budge, and you're not willing to bend over anymore. So America calls, you go to the hot chick.
I think Russell's an incredibly unique talent with a really unique lens on life and on his comedy, and I think that's going to bode for a great, great future. I think both in stand-up and in film and in TV.
Rob Light is a heavyweight talent agent with a big-ticket client list. Heavy hitters Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Ron Howard, and Steven Spielberg. And his latest Canadian addition, comedy contender Russell Peters.
The fact that he's had so much success in America just off of the internet is the real barometer that we're about to see a huge opportunity for him and huge success for him. That he's selling the number of tickets he's selling in live concert experiences, that he's getting the kind of attention from Hollywood already, is proof positive that the internet is an amazing tool, but shows that we're just at the tip of the iceberg. I really do believe he's going to be a huge, huge star here, both in stand-up and in film and in TV.
When he first came here, Peters was juggling contract meetings to develop a television pilot and auditioning for movie roles. But he hasn't inked any deals just yet. And that's because he's not accepting shuck and jive roles that make South Asians look bad and bumbling. He says he's worked too hard using his humor to smash stereotyping to accept such typecasting.
You say, here's $1 million, go play a really corny Indian guy in a movie. You can keep your $1 million, buddy.
In the 1400s, the Portuguese went to India looking for spices. Well, I tasted your food, and you didn't find them. So,
the person you see on stage and that comedian is really who he is. He's a funny, naturally funny person who's allowed his cultural background to weave its way into his life. So I think that part of it is great. I think as a performer and an entertainer, his ability to capture real life situations, but from his lens, is what makes him so funny. And because we've never seen someone look at the world from his particular lens, it's a unique perspective. Right?
So here we are 600 years later with brown people with Portuguese last names. Hello, I'm Bhupinder D'Souza. Nice to meet you.
The drive for me is to hear people laughing. I love when people laugh.
Rajiv Fernandez, how are you?
I love seeing the look of happiness in people's faces.
From Nairobi? Tanzania? Where? Uganda. Oh, so you got kicked out.
That's all I do it for, really. And everything else that comes with it, great.
My people move from India to Africa only to have a black guy go, get out of the country now.
I mean, the money's great. Don't get me wrong. I love the money. And, you know, but I would do it with or without the money. I did it with or without the money for so long, you know what I mean? That this is more of a, I look at it as a reward for being dedicated to something.
Russell Peters is living large and savoring his success so far and taking his sweet time on his final drive to the big time. Clifton Joseph, CBC News.